Okay. Y'all good today? Everything good? Everybody good out here? Okay. Turn up. Make sure y'all tip the bartender when y'all get something to drink, man. Everything is good today. It's a nice day outside. Chicago weather. Make sure y'all got y'all vest on. And everything will be good today, man. For real. I'm serious, man. You got to keep a vest on, man. You got to keep a vest on out here. Not gonna lie. Any of y'all here into old movies, man? Anybody here into old movies? Y'all watch old movies, man? Y'all watch old movies? Okay. Anybody like Lion King? Who like Lion King in here? We ain't in here with no people from Frozen, are we? Everybody like Lion King? Okay, that's how you know if y'all of age or not, if y'all like Lion King versus Frozen. If y'all like Frozen, y'all too young to be in here. Okay, man. Lion King was amazing, man. And my dad still be saying lines from Lion King, though, all the time. I forgot to wash the dishes yesterday. He gonna say, Josh, you deliberately disobeyed me. I'm like, you deliberately disobeyed me? This ain't no Lion King. Hey, if Lion King was an adult movie, though, a whole bunch of stuff y'all wouldn't even know about Lion King, man. He was dropping knowledge in there. He was dropping knowledge. What did he say? He said, Simba, you have everything except for them hyena holes. Don't mess with the hyena holes. They bad for you. Hey, we got Demi Christie in the building, one of the hosts. Turn up for her. We got Timoro Elizabeth in the building. Turn up for her. You know what I'm saying? We got the mastermind, Chelsea, in the building. You know what I'm saying? We got her in the building. We got my man Most High in the building right now. You know what I'm saying? With the brown on, the cool brown. We got Prove in the building right now. We got Prove with the, hey, ain't this the coolest jacket y'all ever seen that this man got on? I don't know if it's Michael Jackson or like Living Color or something like that, but it is amazing. Like amazing jacket, you know what I'm saying? Got Jim Tree in the building, you know what I'm saying? We got a whole bunch of people in the building today. It is gonna be amazing. So we're gonna have our host and them come up. We're gonna have the host come up, man. These two women, man, light skin and dark skin, you know how it is, man. They gonna bounce off of each other. They gonna do. Got a dark-skinned friend look like Michael Jackson. They finna turn up, man. They gonna have some fun in here, man. They gonna have Pam and Gina. That's what it is, Pam and Gina. And that's the Martin jacket right there. We good. So, all right. So we finna hold it over to them, man. They finna tell y'all what's up, man, what's good. We're going to have a nice time tonight, all right? We're going to have a nice time, all right? All right.
What up, Chicago? This is Stark of Huey Gang, and you tuned in to the jiggiest DJ in the city. My young boy, DJ Simba of Huey. Hit him with it.
Just the blurry lens, I'm pointing at him and they all convinced. famous, then all time forgot your name and that's smile.
Sauce. Hey, this is John Jones of Huey. You're now rocking with my man, DJ Simba.
So today we're going to have our first two artists come up. You know, we got some things that I'm sure you guys want to hear about them. Most High and
Pro. Let's go. Let's go.
Come on, let's get
let's
it, y'all.
Get it lit, y'all.
Hey.
Oh. What's up with the big dogs right now?
Yeah, you funny.
What's up, y'all?
Hey, what's happening?
Y'all good?
Hey, your mic.
Okay. Thank you. Am I live? I'm live. Y'all can hear me? Can y'all hear me? Am I live?
You duh.
Okay.
We live, baby. We live.
Shout out Invisible Radio, man.
Yeah.
Hey, y'all, make some noise for Invisible Radio putting this all together, man. That's the reason why we're here right now.
Hey, hey.
All right. Make sure y'all live.
So introduce yourself.
Okay.
Let the crowd know who all you right. are, where you from, what you
Hello,
do.
Everybody. I hope everybody feeling as blessed as I am. It's a beautiful day outside. My name is Most High. I'm a musical artist from Chicago. I was born and raised on the south side of Englewood. Right now, I'm working with my team we call Beyond. We do videos, graphic productions, almost anything y'all need. Photography, videography, we got it all. But I'm a musical artist. I write, you know, and I do productions, and my name is Most High. So I want to thank y'all for coming out tonight, and I want y'all to definitely catch a vibe today, all right?
Yeah.
All right?
All right.
All right.
All right. You feel that? All right. And then we have Pro coming on the stage, Woo! You guys. He about to tell y'all a little about himself real quick, and we're going to get it started.
Yeah.
Get it lit.
Yeah. Okay, so I know you have a lot of music you've been creating lately, and we're interested to know, what was that inspiration for your music, and how did you come about creating it?
Yeah, I started playing piano when I was 7, and ever since I started playing piano, like, I never stopped making or being musically involved. So my inspiration comes really just from my experience of life. Music has always been, it's always been my only outlet, or not only outlet, but it's been like what I always felt driven to pursue and take more seriously than anything else. So that's probably why I'm here right now.
Yeah.
I'd say the most significant thing that has happened, it was recently my song Tarzan was signed to a label in Europe called Potion Records.
And that's lit.
Yeah.
It's lit as hell.
And my homie Chandler Lewis, who is like one of the only rappers that I've worked with since I came to Chicago, it was kind of one of the first songs we released after not releasing anything for at least a year and a half or something like that, after Wanna Ride, if anybody knows that. And the day after we released it, this guy named The Magician messaged us and asked if it was signed, and, you know, I said, no, it's not.
But you say at the sound, you sound like
it.
Why
do you ask? And he's like, I'd like to sign it to my label. I'm like, okay, cool. And I checked him out. I didn't really know who he was. And then I realized that I'd heard his music on the radio before. And he's actually, you know, he's big. He's The Magician. Shout out The Magician for
hey,
real.
Hey, shout out.
Shout out to him. The Magician.
Yeah, there's more coming.
So, Most.
Yeah.
You've worked with the Remix Project Chicago.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that has, like, really developed your skills. Can you tell us more about that?
Yeah. Hey, shout out to the Remix Project. That's how I know Chelsea, too. You already know. Remix fam, hashtag. Hey, but with the Remix Project, I'm really grateful of the experience for the simple fact it put me in a real competitive zone, you know? It's the difference from writing music with your homies or just writing music on your alone time because you need to get certain, you know, feelings and moments out.
Energy.
But when you in a space where it's all competition and you trying to see who the big dog and who the best bars and who can work the hardest, and you know what I mean? So it's like that really pushed me up another level. Like, yo, I can't play around.
Right.
I can't go to sleep tonight.
Yeah.
I got to write 3 songs tonight. I usually write 1 or 2, you know what I mean?
So all nighters. Like,
the Remix Project, it really took my accelerated my whole career. In a sense, it's like, yo, this is a business. And I got to treat my artistry like a business because nobody else will, you feel me? And I really have to do that. So the remix, it gave me different workshops just on how to conduct myself on social media, you know what I mean? And just to treat the whole thing like a business and how to network and engage with the fans and things like this. The remix was a dope experience.
A lot of things you could utilize.
You're right. And did it help develop a different sound for you because you got to work with all those different creatives in that space? Because I know you have the soulful elements in your music. So where did you or do you pull your inspiration from now going forward, because you've progressed in that
way? So just to touch back on the remix, with the remix, I was more so because I didn't really know what they were looking for. Right. You know, I wanted to stand out in the program. So it was like, I know I got different genres. I could make a song about turning up, you feel me, Friday night, everybody at the club partying, we drinking, we smoking, whatever. I could make a song that's real chill just to play with your lady. Ride down Lakeshore Drive with the top back. You feel me? I can make something that's real thought provoking that make you want to go out, go to a protest or something. Feel me? So I had to do all of those lanes to let them know you can't put me in no box. You feel me? And that it's way more to come.
It's good to be versatile.
Absolutely. And so that's why I really got that from. It's like, nah, don't just do one sound. Get them everything. Everything you thinking about, everything that's in your heart, everything that you come up with, give it to the people, you feel me? And so it started there at the remix. And so nowadays, it's like, it's the same thing, but I like to make it more realistic. Like, how am I feeling today? You feel me? It's April 9th, 2017. It's a beautiful day out. What do I want to talk about today? You know what I mean? So I more so scaled it down to say, I can do all of these things and I will, but what's my current emotion? You know what I mean? And so that's how I do my music now. Every single thing, every song that you hear, I really felt that way on the day that I wrote it. It wasn't like, oh, I need a turn-up song to complete the album. Where am I going to find a turn-up song? You know
what
I mean?
It's funny you say that. Because I was thinking that listening to your music, that's why I found funny. I was like, man, I wonder what he really thinks about when he writes songs. Because sometimes I guess I hear your personality. So I was listening to it, and I was just like, okay, it seems like he was in this mood when he made that song. Sounds like he was kind of angry there, kind of this there. That's funny you said that, but that's cool, because I had to acknowledge that, because I was straight thinking that already, like, oh, interesting. So that's cool. I was calling.
And
was
that's what I'm going to get at people. I'm that's not going to ever try to let y'all put me in a box, and I'm not going to never put myself in a box. Any song y'all hear from me, I really felt that way when I wrote it. Just know that.
I'm sure you feel the same way, too, Prove. And like now, what are some projects that you currently have in the works? So we'll start with you, Mos.
Okay, right now I'm working on a collab project. It's gonna be called Infinity.
Okay.
I'm working with my guy Sinful Art. We got a lot of like real chill.
Shout out to Sinful.
Hey, shout out to Sinful Art, man. Shout out my whole collective, my whole family at Beyond Entertainment, man. We doing some things for y'all right now. But the first project that's gonna come out is gonna be like around spring. We in spring right now. So it's gonna be Infinity. It's like a real chill, cool, smile. Cool, smooth vibe for the ladies, mostly for the ladies. But then my solo project is coming like in June, and that's gonna be Almost High with like maybe a few features on it and everything.
Okay.
And that's gonna be called Fear What You Don't.
Fear What You Don't.
Fear What You Don't.
Fear What You Don't.
Fear
what you don't.
Dot, dot, dot.
Okay, you with the dots. You got it with the three dots.
Hey,
et cetera.
You know it's
that's
three.
Real. That's et cetera, et
cetera. Fear What You Don't.
Okay. Okay. And what about you, Pro?
What's what
your
you got, poppin'
newer
pros?
Collabs, newer projects coming out? What you trying to do?
So I have been working on a project where that's going to be featuring artists that I like working with and that I've been fortunate to work with. Because for what I've done up to this point, for the most part, besides what I've released on my own, which is mostly instrumental music, is, you know, collaborated artists, they release the music, it's going on their name mostly, it's like they have control of it, and so now I'm ready to just kind of be an artist as well. I feel like the best way for me to go about my career is to be like more of an artist that is a producer, can DJ, can like do. I actually eventually want to have a performance set up where I'm going to be featuring vocalists, featuring instrumentalists, you know, imagine.
Okay, like, hey, he looking for that.
Yeah,
he looking like, for those.
So y'all heard that. Plug yourself.
I mean, yeah, eventually, I mean, maybe later this year. Eventually, for sure. I'm trying to start performing a lot more. And But also I have a big song called Open Up that it's actually the first song I made with my partner. Her name's Daniela DeLuna, AKA Transluna. And she's actually influenced me a lot to take more of a house approach to my music, to, you know, have music that is gonna, I don't know, I just can't really explain it besides saying that she's flipped my mind in a way that it's completely changed my approach to making music. And so I've been making a lot more like upbeat, you know, dance, funky soul house, jazzy.
You in the right city for it. You know, Chicago started house music.
Yeah. And so with that, we actually shot a music video too. It was a 7-day shoot and it was absolutely insane. It'll be coming out this summer. There's a lot of people involved.
What's the name of it?
It's called Open Up.
Open Up?
Open Up. Look out for that.
So Prove, can you let the audience, and most, can you let the audience know where they can follow you and find your music?
Yes. So you could follow me and find me anywhere on social media at Prove Sounds. It's just P-R-O-V Sounds.
P-R-O-V Sounds, y'all.
Or you can find me on Spotify if you search Prove, P-R-O-V. And, I mean, that's my producer artist name, is just P-R-O-V. That's also my real government name.
Okay, and most, where can we find your music?
Yeah, so I'm on Spinrilla, I'm on YouTube, I'm on SoundCloud. It's M-O-S-H with three I's. My name Most High, M-O-S-H-I-I-I. Y'all call me Most for short. But yeah, we got videos on YouTube. We got songs releasing on Spinrilla. I'm dropping both of my tapes on Spinrilla. So y'all get an account, you know what I mean? Keep everything on Spinrilla and everything, YouTube, all that good stuff, SoundCloud. M-O-S-H with three I's.
All right, so that's Prove and Most High, you guys.
Check them out.
Check them out. And this is Invisible Podcast Radio, so we going to break
for a little bit.
And we going to be back. But yes, Prove and Most High, y'all, follow them, stay tuned.
Follow them up.
They got great
follow
things.
Up.
Won't you let go for a minute? Live in the moment like your life just beginning. Yeah, I wanna see a smile on your face. Slow grind on a nigga, baby, you control the pace. You everything you ask for. Yeah, first can we get down on the dance floor? You've been looking good the whole night. Shoot my shot. Yeah, swish. Did I miss 1-2-1-2? James Harden with the wrist. So tell me right now, are you feeling me? If so, I'm reciprocating your energy. Cause you don't catch a vibe like this. Might wanna shoot your shot in a time like this. 3 seconds. 3, 2 seconds. 2, 1 second. One. What's it gonna be?
I'm saying, balls in your court. I shot my shot. So what's it gonna be?
I know you probably get this on the regular. But you're beautiful, I'm really into ya. Or maybe you're out of my league. I'm shooting my shot, hope I make it on your team. Looking in your eyes, got me mesmerized. Lips so soft, got me hypnotized. All I think about, girl, is you and I. Put it in perspective, let me improvise. Swish, did I miss? Put a ring on your finger, that's a championship. And I'ma let you know I ain't perfect. But if I make you mine, I'll be hanging my jersey. Promise I'ma do that there. Settle for another nigga, why you do that there? I ain't tryna run game, girl, I'm so sincere. Maybe I can be a hero, baby, have no fear.
Can I be a hero?
Get down, go and tell your friends that love that you found. Tell these other niggas to stop sticking around. No glass slipper was lost, but you were the prince now. Charming, charming, astonishing, astonishing. See what happens when you're in the moment. Seize the day, why wait? Shoot your shot, shot. Celebrate, swish.
Okay. Culture famous in industries, extra corporations monetizing our monopolies. We're always the anomalies, you're killing our society. But are we hurt? 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 Don't tell me, are we loving ourselves? We're screaming hands up and don't shoot, and I can't breathe. In exchange of blows for views online, would you believe it? See, we making moves and banging dues for our community. Standing up against the bigotry, police brutality. I'm seeing a lot of things, I'm living up to this work. There's many pieces of the puzzle of Black America's hurt. Don't hate me off of this, but off of this curse. Don't think of right now what the purpose really is. so we could come a large amounts. But things won't change if you still remain the same. Talk is really cheap, especially in this day and age. When you think about it, think about it. Things unchanged if you really think about it. Yo, how can we change if we stayed in our lane? Most of us are still in the slave mind state. When you think about it, think about it. Things unchanged, unchanged, unfazed, unchanged. We're still stuck in the sucks, we're still changed. Change. Create a book, write a brand new page. Clean up the slate that upgrades the West. Great. Eat the dominate and I'ma stay. Never fit, don't be afraid. Do it for I do because to be the voice of our truth. And change, truth, and change, truth, and change, truth, and change, truth, and change. Cross the coast of overseas. I shed tears for my loved ones who stay home instead. And for those who cannot cry but had continually fled. Figure out on the streets that are blacker than we are. And we are the stars, the cars, the curtains, footings, far, far. That's a mess, a menace, and that's a less, a less, tense. You, your friends, your kin, and your folks. To think of what a joker could care less if you choked. I know we money down, it's still racially broke. And so please follow my hope to be a friend of my foe. So, that make it so laps and let I spread. Tighten and other ones sit and get the same. All this cause it comes from heart. True, know that this ain't nothing new. But time to bring a life with me. On the city streets and just do what you do best. Fit the puzzle, teach a preacher, lead the no protest. But things won't change if you still remain the same. Most of us are still in the slave mind state. Think about it, think about it. Things on, 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 things on.
Hey man, it's John Jones, the Section 8 legend. You're not rocking with me.
Jim Tree and Neek is in the building. Jim Tree and Neek is in the building. What up, what up? What's up, what's up, what's up? How y'all doing? Y'all good? Everybody good? Okay, okay, okay. Jim Tree in the building. Everybody say what up to her. She in the building right now. Neek in the building, I don't know where he at right now. Probably went to get some tacos or something. I don't know what he went to go do. I just assumed that he went to go get tacos. I don't have no clue about that. What's up, y'all? Y'all good, man? Everybody good in here? Okay, okay, man. I'm just trying to make sure everybody good, man. Y'all quiet? Y'all quiet in here? Right. Anybody do online dating? I'm just gonna put it out there. Anybody online date? Oh, that's crazy. So yeah, I got catfished on Christian Mingle, which is kind of crazy because I thought Christians wasn't supposed to lie, but I got catfished on Christian Mingle. On Christian Mingle by a four. Like she lied and said she was a four. Like I thought she was a five, but she was really like a four or three. It was terrible. When I found out, that was the worst part when I found out, though. I went to a door, her brother answered the door and said, the guy that you lied to was at the door. I was like, oh, man, this is not going to be good. Hey, I had a comment, though. My name on there is Anoint Thy Mouth With Oil 69. So she kind of knew what was up when. Anoint that ass with oil, 69. She knew what was. That's crazy. The pastor hopped into my inbox and was like, you can't be doing this. I was like, I'm trying to spread the gospel. I can do whatever I need to do. You know what I'm saying? Pastor gonna tell me to touch the screen. Why do pastors always tell you to touch the screen? Y'all ever notice that? Pastors always tell y'all to touch the screen. He was like, touch the screen, you will be healed. Your bills will be paid. I touched the screen, ComEd called. I said, well, the devil is a liar. Got ComEd calling me. Hey, ComEd call you and act like they know you. Anybody pay bills in here? ComEd call you and act like they know you. I swear on my soul, ComEd called me and was like, yo, what's up, man? How you doing? I'm like, I'm good. Who is this? He's like, don't worry about that right now. How you doing? I said, I'm good, man. He said, how your family doing? Everybody good? I said, I'm good. He said, oh, okay. Well, this is ComEd trying to collect the bill. Just wanted to make sure that you was the person that you said you was, Josh. That's what's up. I'm like, damn, nigga, you crazy. I posted something on Facebook. They was following me. They, hey, Josh, you good? I heard your brother got into an accident. You good? I said, who is this? Who is this calling me? You good? You good? Everything good? I said, yeah, my brother is good, man. I assumed I knew him. You know what I'm saying? He asking about my brother. He said, Roger's okay? How about Tammy, your sister? Tammy, all right? I said, yeah, they good. Who is this? This is Conrad trying to collect a bill. I said, man, this is crazy out here, man. Hey, y'all good out there, man? Everybody's good, man? Okay, that's what's up, man. That's what's up. Anybody like celebrities, man? Anybody got celebrities that they wanna meet? I just met a celebrity I ain't wanna meet. Man, y'all missed it, man. Y'all ain't paying attention, man. Hey, anybody got some celebrities that they wanna meet, man? I just met a celebrity that I didn't want to meet on an accident. You know what I'm saying? I met Magic Johnson, man. Yo.
So this is that young K Tronada.
Okay.
Shout out to K Tronada in Montreal right now. Turn me up just a little bit. Turn me up.
Okay.
All right.
Y'all ready?
Yo, so whomever stepped foot in Emporium today, thank you so much. Thank you for the love. We had a big crowd at first.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
But we're going to bring them back, though.
Oh, definitely.
We're going to bring
definitely.
It back.
Did you give out that Instagram?
That Instagram. Exactly.
Instagram, though.
So, this is Invisible Podcast Radio. Shout out to everyone who's put a part of this. Shout out to Josh. Shout out to Jim Tree. Shout out to Mose. Shout out to Neek. Shout out to
Pro.
Peace Crew in the building.
Peace Crew.
You feel
peace,
me?
Peace,
shout
peace,
out
peace,
to
peace.
Pro, who has actually left the building, but it's okay. We love him still.
Everybody, man. Shout out to all of y'all.
Shout out to us.
If you beautiful, make some noise.
Yo, 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 yo.
If you ugly, make some noise.
We ugly. No, not even. Everyone in here is beautiful. Beautiful.
In your own way.
In your own way.
In your own way.
All right, y'all. So where we at? Play that beat. Come on. Hey. Turn it up.
Ooh. Uh-huh.
Yo.
Lord, I don't know what to do. I give them my point, and now they mad at the view. I think they hate on your girl cause it's something to do. Well, let's give them this song so they can have something to do. You can talk all you want, I ain't got nothing to lose. Leather interior, I'm pressing the button. Creeps, I step inside the house, they think I ain't true. Well, if I do, Kale Strain, that's gonna be my chest. Gotta get this off of my chest. I bet y'all'll be around when you see the success. Too worried about you, you ain't see the progress. Leave a note saying I love you when it hits the address. Since I'm the daughter in the house, who be starting the mess. Don't be upset at the song, cause that's the way I express. Send a message out quick like I deliver express. How you demand a man of fact when you ain't get your respect? Damn. Make them all panic, nigga, and check. Lyrics tighten up on anyone's neck. Don't red talk the boss when I'm the one giving out checks. From that M.O.D., on deck, you a fool to try to play me, you a clown in the deck. But I kiss you for trying to say just shake back. If we not together no more, you a just shake next. And if you try to see your bell, just know I'll block your face. Oh Lord, why they staring at me? Now one and the same ain't no comparing to me. If I ain't the best yet, I'm preparing to be. Got the game on lock, why would I spare you the key? The ones that be doing less, they be talking the most. Watching all my moves, now they viewing my posts. Every time they get dough, then they wanna go ghost. If you ain't getting it, getting it, bread, and my name ain't low. Talking French toast, I'm whatever I'm wherever you go. I'm just waiting till the time that I blow. Time move fast when it seems a threat. Just telling her story, I'm just letting you know. You reap what you sow, I'm the one with the genuine soul. Put a blanket on the sky, I'm in the world that's cold. Spitting intelligence down your throat. Rose from the concrete, you can call that growth. I don't need your opinion like facts don't vote. I know I'm dope, but deep in the cracks, now they back on dope. I got people that I don't know. DJ Shipper. For no reason, that's just how it is. I deserve something different than the average. If you in time for the weekend, give me a blessing. I ain't gon' judge it. We don't know better. I ain't the only nigga, so there ain't no pressure. Just come and get it. I know you ready. It's automatic. Give it to me. No time to play. Won't hesitate. So deep in your water, vision blurry, vision blurry. We're going on to big, big. Kinda we. It all. She been working long days. Man, nigga got no juice. She been waiting on us all week. For a season, get it popping off like Pompeii. Parked up Melrose, she wanna get up on me in the broad day. Real shit, dead up on top. Don't take me catching them feelings, they never on top. I ain't been trusting no bitches in Brio way back in 09. We gonna see if with me you can keep it together or not. Keep it together or not.
I've been counting money all day. Gotta get it just like always. Keep some money with me always. I want that money like hey.
I
got a cameo play. I want that money like hey. Gotta keep food on my plate. I want a cool one on top. Diamond ain't here like I bought. Robert Jean pocket got knots.
I been to jet and take off. Turn out the pump for a set. All of my shoe cars are red. I think that I'm driving too fast. Now talk about cat what it is. Yeah, I just took your bra in my Gucci flip flop. Yeah, gotta reach up for the cat on her tilt top. Yeah, I got racks on my chain. This ain't nothing. Coming through racks, hop on the jet when I'm feeling like that. Might do the dash. All of these racks in my polo, 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 these racks. You know that they money, you gotta adopt. You only have it when you on an L. You say that you ballin', you claim that you trap. We know that that's good. Do what I say, just like Simon. My wrist is on water like islands. If you wanna jet, hit my pilot. I'm counting it, can't get me silent. Owe me some cash and bought diamonds. They hate on the fact that I'm shining. To the money. Go fine. I will give money in a honey in a way. I've been counting money all day. Gotta get it just like coffee. Keep some money with me out. I want that money. Like, I gotta cap me a plane. I want that money. Want no talk. Diamond ain't here like a boss. Robin's ain't pocket got nuts. I've been to jet and take off. Turn out the pump for a set. All of my shoe cars are red. I think that I'm driving too fast. Now talk about cat what it is.
Oh my god!
Coming through record. You know that my bankroll don't fold. Yo, even on bad days. You know that the shawty don't go. Wanna go eight. We go to the bank, not on dates. Diamond be fake. I'm in the hood catching plays. Never beefing on the L. All you ever do is cap. Everybody wanna trap. Made $1,000 shooting crap. Daddy don't know that. Step in the lady, take pictures like Kodak. Now, but I wasn't before that. Cap, but you never would show that. Margiela cost a rat. Margiela cost a set. Was it trapping? All I trap. I wanna hold out a zero. All you wanna do is hate. All I wanted was a bureau. That's the only thing that I'ma chase. I want that money like highway. I will get money now. I want that money like always.
DJ Simba.
I'm gonna bring up the host, Demi Christie, Timora Elizabeth. Hey, you gotta say their name, Timora Elizabeth, Demi Christie. Y'all have fun. Ladies, you know what I'm saying? Y'all come up here, have fun, show these people love. Y'all give them a big welcome.
Clap your hands.
Shake y'all
hands.
Grand.
Let's get some snaps.
Do
and
whatever.
Let's get some snaps and claps in here.
Let's go.
All right, so today we have our next interview is
our
Neek
and
Jim Tree.
Y'all come on. Y'all can't get dry now. Y'all got to give it what y'all gave for most of them. Come on.
Okay, so we got to hop right in. So we're going to start with you, Gentry. So basically, in listening to your music, I feel that you have a Afro-futuristic vibe with elements of hip-hop. But your genre, I really can't classify it. So what would you classify your genre as?
Unclassifiable. Many styles. More acoustic one day, it might be a little ratchet one day, it might be very woke one day. Yeah.
So is it based on your moods, like how you feel that day?
Yeah, okay. That's how my writing is. And I have a background of many things, even classical, like, so
yeah.
Some of my stuff
you can
like,
hear it. You can hear it in the music. That's why I was like, okay, so what would you say? Okay, that's cool. I like that.
Yeah,
I like that description.
It's like a mix of everything, so you get to move with everything. Yeah, I like it.
Yeah, definitely.
So, in your music, I can feel you talk about like love and like the upliftment of like your spirit. What do you grasp that feeling or that energy when you create your music?
Pulling from basically just something that keeps me up. I am very motivational in a sense. I am a preacher's kid, so I always try to get people out of a dark place and myself as well. So how I write it is pretty uplifting. It can't also, like, if I am in a dark place, that's very, like, prominent, too. I have some songs where it's like, whoa. But I always try to get back, you know, as quick as possible to a good place.
I like that. So what do you think is your biggest struggle in your path of music? What would you say is your struggle? What do you struggle with most?
I can't really necessarily say a struggle. I just go with it, whatever it is. Like, I don't really too much get writer's block. I feel like that's good. So it's like, if I'm feeling a certain way, it's that's gonna be what I'm writing about.
Hey, you agree?
Well, something I know is a little differently, because I don't know if anybody, you know, if you're familiar with me performing, I've been performing with a full band behind me for the past 4 years. So getting into
the Highness Collective.
Hey, y'all speaking in the bathroom, by the way, right on the mirror.
Yeah, yeah. We were speaking about it.
Played
yeah.
on the stage it's a dope. Couple times, so but weird. Yeah. Pretty much, like, I'll still play with full bands from time to time, but when I am with tracks, that's just a new experience for me. So that can be, like, you know. Not necessarily a struggle, but it's different.
Okay, I like that. I like that you said it's not a struggle, because artists tend to feel that they have these things, but you're like, okay, it's not really a struggle. It's just something to get through and overcome and just call it that what it is, something that you just got through. So I like that.
So being a part of this collective, how has that expanded your growth as an artist? Because I know you got to perform with the band. And
yeah, it expanded it. It did what it did, you know, for everyone's career. We definitely grew being able to pull from each other's styles and writing techniques, and, you know, they still support me. I got Aura here, the guitar player, you know, so it's still all love. Yeah, but it definitely helps when a team is great. I still have a team, you know.
Because you get to develop those skills that were, like, small. You get to flex all types of muscles when you're in a group.
It's great to have people around to learn from.
Yeah.
So neat. Because we ain't forget about you. So you've been putting out music for a while. What do you feel is your journey, where you're trying to go now with it? Because you've been doing hip-hop for a while, and I feel that you being in Aurora, it's not the market for hip-hop like it is in Chicago. So what because of that, has that affected your journey?
Yeah, it's definitely a struggle coming from Aurora of all places. Like, I was just telling you guys the other day, like, it's really nothing out there for us. Like, I really have to come to Chicago in order to, like, get my name out there and opportunities, which is fine with me. But, you know, it is a struggle, you know, because especially coming from the Chicago scene, too, like, it's always so up and down. Like, sometimes, you know, drill was dominating the Chicago scene for a long time. Yeah. Right. And then, you know, Chance comes in and he does his thing, and he kind of switches it back up again.
It opens it up.
Yeah, yeah. So it's like I'm always been okay with, like, doing what I'm normally doing. I stick to, you know, my original content. I don't try to emulate nobody else's style. I just kind of stick to my guns on that, and, you know, and just hopefully, you know, people will gravitate towards it eventually. But yeah,
you in the right city. You need to keep it pushing ahead. Right, exactly.
So we're on that topic. What is the biggest stress you can say that is now in your realm? What would be the biggest stress as an artist?
I say, you know, staying consistent, really. Like, a lot of people, you know, they get a hot song that they think is hot, they'll run with it for a little bit, you know what I'm saying? People might actually like it, and then they just forget about it over time, but, you know, they'll just kind of ride that wave and then not pick it back up. So one of the things I stress with myself is really into being consistent as well. Like, even if I'm working on a project, I'm thinking about the next one, or if I'm not working on music at all, then I'm coming up with a million ideas of what I want to do next to elevate my career and where I'm going. So, yeah.
So what do you feel, because of not being in the market, and you kind of not being in a marketable city, I'll say, what's your style and what you do? How has that affected your creativity? Because it's not a lot of, like, videographers out there, I'm sure. It's not a lot of you know, things, people to work with, to collaborate with, to make your work pop. So, yeah, I noticed on one of your videos, Black Mill, you shot and edited that, then you rapping in it. And I was like, dang, so do you have to do that all the time for all your work? And does that really, like, affect how often you put out work or how you produce it?
I like to be pretty hands-on. I do things independently. Like, sometimes I don't even have, like, most of my projects actually don't have any features whatsoever. Like, you know, I really just like to do, if I'm a practice singing, I'm a sing the hook, if, you know, just, I'm just, like, very, you know, selfish with my music, I guess you can say, which isn't always a good thing or a bad thing, but, you know, it's one of those things too. Like,
I
yeah.
think it's good.
I think we are, because it's like our baby.
Yeah. Right,
you get
yeah.
to grow something.
And then you
that's
know
small,
what you, how you want it. Yeah. You right. know, it's not no one else putting it on. You like, okay, I want it like this, but I could take what you did with that, but you could do it. You were like a triple threat. You do it yourself every day, because where you at, you kind of had to.
Exactly. this is why it's always important too, like when I do my shows in the city, to network as well, yes. Which is why I'm here today.
Hey, you know, check him out for real.
Yeah, so yeah. I mean, important in networking with people, you know, because I, like you guys said, I don't have that type of atmosphere out there where I can get, you know, that
he's
the right hands on.
He's been doing this for a long
right.
time, y'all.
A long time. They not the
plug, 7 years y'all. With just rapping, and you can see the progression. And
they not
go,
seeing it in the world.
Go listen right. to it. Y'all know, out here, like, he's getting a chance right now to show you guys, like, he has this ability. And so it's Gemtree. They have these abilities to be able to create and develop music that people are not hearing. So go out, check their stuff out, you know, go follow them.
Yeah, so while we saying that, get y'all social media handles, let them know where to find you so they can keep in tune with y'all.
Twitter and Instagram is all I am Neek Music, Facebook / Neek Music. Try to make everything I am Neek Music
yeah,
at some point,
keep
but
same.
Yeah, everything is the same.
Yeah.
You can just hit my website, www.madamtree.com. It could connect you to all my social media, but I'm pretty much Madam Tree on everything. Yeah.
I have one last question for the both of you. So amongst the stress of being able to create and then promote yourself and then just all the stresses of being an artist, what pushes you to prevail amongst all these things that you have to develop? What pushes you to prevail? So I'll start with Neek.
I believe in myself. You know, my family are very supportive. I always try to think about that. You know, they always had my back. Like, I'm a preacher's kid as well. So, you know, my dad is a preacher, and, you know, luckily they always been supportive. They've been supportive of my rapping since I started. You know, that's just one of the things I'm doing it for, you know, not just only myself, but for exactly the city if I'm coming from, because it's not a lot coming out of there. So I think about that. I think about my family. I think about just what I want for myself. So it keeps me going.
Yeah, definitely doing my passion, living that out, because especially the way I work right now, I work 7 days a week. Monday through Friday is something I don't want to be doing. I'm there for the Monday. Saturday and Sunday, I teach dance, which is, you know, I enjoy dance, but it's like I just have to push to get out of there, do it for my family, be a good example for my niece and nephews. For the community, my music, it is uplifting, and it's still relevant in a yeah. sense. So I feel like it's going to get heard.
I feel like it is. I feel like both of y'all have an audience. I just think that coming from where y'all from, y'all in the right city to use that, to expand. I feel like Chicago, this platform with Invisible Radio, with all these things, I feel like it helps push that objective. So you guys are in the right space.
Hey, y'all lit, dude. Y'all hella lit.
Yeah, because it's funny because y'all both not from Chicago, but that's why I'm saying that, because y'all doing it for y'all family, y'all doing it for y'all stuff. Of course, most people are, but y'all have a little different struggle coming not being from here. So that's cool. That's dope. Always. So you guys, we're going to close this out. We thank y'all for coming. This is Neek and Gemtree. So yeah, we out. Invisible Podcast Radio, y'all. Thank you guys. Thank you.
Check us out.
Anybody got a link card in this offer? Nobody got a link card? Yeah, okay. I knew you had a link card. Hey, I had a link card. I was buying boxes of cereal in a Ziploc for so long, I thought that was regular. That's how the boxes came. One of my friends was like, I got a box of cereal. I was like, you got the generic cereal. My cereal come in Ziploc bags. Your cereal come in a box? Why your mama giving you that generic cereal for? What is Captain Crunch? I know the Admiral Dave. That's my cereal. Apple Jacks? Zigzags. That's what I had. I had Zigzags. It came in a Ziploc bag. We used to grab our cereal and put it in a trash bag. And just put a name on a mark on it. You know what I'm saying? You want cereal, just go to the trash can and grab a, just get a scoop of it.